And really, we can get started with, just before we get into why you're running, just a little bit about yourself, some stuff that people might find interesting.
Well, I have been a professional educator for almost all my adult life. I received a BA from the University of Iowa in 1959 with a double major in English and a theater with a minor in education. My first year of teaching was in Burlington, and then I moved to Keokuk in 1960. And I taught at Cardinal Stritch for several years. After that, after having children, I was recruited to start a speech program in the then junior high school. And I taught speech for a number of years. I was a part-time employee. I got the chance to develop my own program. And so I was teaching communication classes, which expanded into media literacy, creative dramatics, discussion and debate, and speech one and speech two. Eventually, I also added writing classes because I started taking the Iowa Writing Project classes. Actually, they're institutes. They're summer institutes, which concentrates very heavily on research on writing, how writing can be instilled in school systems in all disciplines. It's writing across the curriculum. As a result of that experience, I went back to the university and received my master's in English education with an emphasis on the teaching of writing in 1988. And then after that, was when I developed the writing classes, and that was added to the middle school curriculum. These were all extracurricular courses. They weren't main required courses. Then I wrote a grant, an application for a grant in 1991, which was successful, and that grant allowed 25 teachers in the Keokuk School District to take writing across the curriculum classes. They were on site in Keokuk for 3 weeks, two successive summers, and that was 8 credits, college credits, for the participants. And as I said, the concentration was on writing across the curriculum. I retired in 1999 from Keokuk Middle School after 30 years of teaching in the Keokuk system, but I continued to have a great interest in education. I still belong to professional organizations. I'm on the Iowa Writing Project Emeritus Board, and I continue to substitute in the school system at the secondary level, that would be 6 through 12. And so I was able to keep up on what was going on in the system, become aware of our strengths and in some cases our deficiencies. I served on a task force about 5 or 6 years ago when the graduation rate in Keokuk was low, one of the lowest in the states. I served on the subcommittee of climate where there was and this task force examined what might be the contributing factors to our low graduation rate. And it was quite an extensive experience. Our graduation rate, I'm glad to say, is up since that time. And about that time, I was asked to be on SIAC. That is an organization which is an advisory, not an organization, but it's a committee that's an advisory committee to the school system. This is required to be present in every school system in the state of Iowa, and we have to meet at least twice a year. And recommendations that come out of our committee then are taken by the superintendent and taken to the school board for consideration. And I still serve on the SIAC committee. Several years ago, when I was in the high school subbing, I became aware of the climate that was not very good and the morale, which was low. And I was quite concerned about that. But the main reason I ran is because I do think, with my background with methodology, pedagogy, and also in the field of curriculum and assessment, these are areas with which I have had expertise, and I can bring something to the table that perhaps some present board members don't have a background in those particular areas. Before I made the decision to run, I contacted a number of people in the community, younger people, I might add, in hope that some of them would run, but I just was not able to find anyone who felt they wanted to at this time. So I made the decision to run. And I feel that I do have expertise and experience that I can bring to the board that will help the board. So that's a long answer to one question, but...
Well, and I was going to say, you explained in there the transition. It almost sounded like the natural transition from being so involved in the classroom and such to being involved in what goes into the classroom, essentially, on the school board. In terms of, you had mentioned the climate of the district and that needing to improve. How would you work on that as a board member?
Okay, well, the climate I was specifically referring to was at the high school building. I'm not speaking for climate in the middle school or at the elementary buildings. I have not subbed in the elementary buildings. This is specifically at the high school. The problem I saw was the administrators who were there at that time were not that involved, being out in the halls, out in the classroom, communicating with teachers and students, and seemed to be more of an attitude of indifference. I think it's very important for school employees to be involved in the community and be interactive in the community, and so that the people, the community, and the parents can know who these individuals are, and then maybe be able better to answer to the public, well, this is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. I am suggesting that, at least at the administration level and perhaps the building level, that there be an article in the newspaper or an interview with someone like you, a monthly or bi-monthly, to better inform the public of what we're doing in the school system and why we are doing it. I'm a strong believer in communication. I think that the stronger the communication, the better the relationship and the better the morale.
Does that also work then to one of the issues you hear a lot is needing more parental involvement, needing more people to get involved? Do you think that would spur more parents getting involved in their kids' education?
I would hope. This is always a problem. As you may know, the involvement of parents at the elementary level is generally good. It tapers off at the middle school level, and it's even less so at the high school level. This has been our experience as educators in the past. And we have disengaged students, which we need to do more to help. But we also have disengaged parents. Now, the question becomes, what can we do in the school system to bring in disengaged parents or indifferent parents or parents who feel perhaps that they're not even welcome at times to have a presence? So we do have to work on that. One of the things I'm suggesting is at each building we have advisory councils. Some years ago, when Mr. Wilmette was the principal at the high school, we had a high school advisory council made up of parents, community members, staff, and students. And they would discuss issues and make recommendations. I see this, perhaps, as one way of getting more parents involved. Perhaps we could have more open houses or meetings where we could get parents to come, where we're offering specific information or advice in some areas. Well, you know, we're going into a lot more technology now with the Kunos, and it's wonderful. But parents probably want to know more about these Kunos and how they work and what are their responsibility as parents if a child brings one home. And I do believe they are going to do that in the future. I believe I heard that at one of the meetings. They're going to have informational meetings for parents to participate
mm-hmm.
in. But also having a website where perhaps more information is posted that parents can go to, not just for grades but for more information. And I would like to see the administrators more visible in the community and more involved in organizations. Sometimes just informally, you can have a lot of good communication interacting with people in the community.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the Keokuk School District in the next few years?
Well, of course, we're looking at the Common Core coming in. And a lot of people do not understand what the Common Core or the Common Core standards are, and we're going to have to do a lot of education on that. However, the Common Core also still has a lot of questions to be answered about it, about the implementation and is it going to be better. The tests, what type of testing will we have? You see, standardized tests, since No Child Left Behind, have become more and more prevalent within our school system. And standardized tests sadly, are being abused and misused in their application. And a lot of the public do not realize that, because these tests were never designed to be used as an evaluation of individual teachers or school districts. Dr. Hoover was one of the founders of the Test of Iowa Basic Skills and one of the most renowned in the United States authorities of assessment. And he said emphatically that these tests were never designed to be an assessment of a teacher or of a school district. But sadly, that has not been followed by some policymakers and politicians who then are encouraging that and imposing that on local control and school systems. But that's another issue. But it's part of the issue of when we're looking at the Common Core. So I think there's a big challenge out there. Is the Common Core going to be implemented in such a way that it really will be advantageous for our students? Or is it going to be more problematic, and will it not be actually what some people feel it could be and should be? We have to really take a serious look at all this before we get into it too much. I'm not sure how much is mandated by the states, what exact freedom we have about Common Core to implement it now or later. And that I would have to find out by talking with our new curriculum coordinator, Mr. St. John, because I believe he will be the main one that will be overseeing that if the Common Core is implemented. However, a lot of the public don't understand what the Common Core is, so we need to have dialogue and conversations about this. Security. There are no security cameras in the high school. There are security cameras in the middle school. There are none at the elementary level, as I understand it, not at the high school. And I think everyone feels that this is something that we need to get in place sooner rather than later. So security is something, building morale, positively building morale, and I think that it's already being done at the high school in a very positive manner because of the two new administrators that have been hired at the high school. I'm hearing wonderful reports. For instance, just as a little example, I have a ninth grader at the high school, and my daughter says when I drop her off, the principal is out there, outside, visible and can be seen, and helping with traffic and getting the students in. When I pick her up after school, he's out there too. Well, that didn't happen a few years ago. So there's a big difference in who the administrative team is, and I think we're really on the upswing as far as the high school is concerned. So going back to, I'd say communication is an important aspect or important part of what we should be working on better. Security at the high school, informing the public of what we're doing and why we are doing. I guess I'd boil it down to those three things.
Really, the final thing I wanted to touch with pace with you on is open enrollment. Keokuk is at a negative at this point here. How does the district, how would the school board act to reverse that?
Yes, this is something we need to study more. You can do surveys. You can ask parents why, and sometimes you get a valid response or a real response, and sometimes you don't because they're uncomfortable saying. Burlington has the same problem up there with students wanting to transfer to the West Burlington school system. I think we have to do more contact to find out why and what is the reason and what specifically can we do to make the students that they have sent, their children, who they have sent to another school district, what can we do to convince them that we are a school system that can offer the same curriculum, a good curriculum, a security advantages, and talk to these people one-on-one. They did attempt, I think, a few years ago to do a survey, but I'm not quite sure what they really found out. This is something I feel that we need to take another look at, a more extensive look. And that's something, again, Mr. St. John, who is new in this position, and that's a position that's been a void for a while in our school system. Are you familiar with Mr. St. John?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, okay. Well, this is a new position, and it's one that we had years past. We had curriculum coordinators, and we had people maybe just for secondary and elementary, and then those were sort of eased out, and the responsibility fell primarily and solely on the superintendent, and that's just really too much for a superintendent. So I'm very glad that this position has been reestablished. And he is the one probably that could oversee some sort of a questionnaire or a contact with people who have chosen to do that. I do think with the improvements at the high school, because I think that's where a lot of the concerns were, was, is my child safe? Is my child being bullied? What can be done to be assured that the needs of my child are taken care of? In the past, I think there was a concern for transferring to another district. I do not think it will be as much now. And I think when some of these parents see the changes that are taking place at the high school and the positive attitude and the positive climate and how enthused more students are about learning, I think that might convince some people to bring their students back to our school system. But we have to make inquiries and find out why, and do a better job of finding out why, and then make a report to the public when we get that information.